Isaiah 33 and verse number 22. Let's read together one verse in the Bible. If you have a King James Bible, let's read together in unison. Isaiah 33, verse number 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King, he will save us. I'm going to talk to you this morning about the Supreme Judge. The Supreme Judge. Dear God, thank you again for loving us. Please bless the sermon this morning. Bless these dear folks for their faithfulness. Dear Holy Spirit of God, speak to our hearts. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The boys and girls are dismissed for junior church. Again, Isaiah chapter 33, if you have your Bibles. Isaiah 33 and verse number 22. The Bible says that the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King. He will save us. I'm going to talk to you this morning about the lawgiver, the supreme judge of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk to you about the judgments of God. Two judgments. Take your Bible, please, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. And verse number 10. Thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 10. The Bible says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences." I'm going to talk to you this morning about the Supreme Judge. We've had a lot of talk the last couple of months about a Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court. Good and bad, left, right, arguments for and against. I want to remind you that there's a more Supreme Court. There's a higher Supreme Judge that all cases will eventually get appealed to. That this is not the end of decisions that are made in this lifetime. We must all appear, if you're saved, this is for the child of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, talk about the child of God, the judgment that you and I are going to meet one day. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Again, this is only for believers, people who have trusted Jesus Christ to be their Savior, who have repented and trusted Jesus Christ to save them from hell. The Word of God will be the judge. The Word of God will judge the saved. It won't be anybody standing next to you. It'll be the Word of God that does all the judging for the saved and then for the lost. If you think that you've been persecuted, God will straighten it out on Judgment Day. If you think because the majority is winning or the multitude going the wrong way to hell is pushing God's people aside, there will be a higher appeal one day to the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment later on. Whether you think we've had unjust rulers or presidents or ministers or governors or kings or county executives or mayors or city council that pass ungodly laws, there will be a higher court one day where the supreme judge will rule. Whether you think that judges or bosses have ruled unfavorably against you and unjustly because they hate God and hate the Bible, there will be an appeal one day to the judgment seat of Christ, to the great white throne judgment. Maybe you've had a husband that mistreated you. Maybe you had parents that have mistreated you. Maybe you think the sodomites are ruining our society. There's no hope anywhere. I have news for you that this is not all there is to life, ladies and gentlemen. There will be an appeal one day to the supreme judge of the universe. Maybe thieves have stolen from you, or maybe murderers have murdered some loved one, or maybe a rapist have seen fit to rape women or children or even other individuals. Where people have kidnapped others and they're living a lawless life and rioting all over against property and against people. Maybe generals have waged wars against innocent civilians. Maybe armies have killed hundreds and thousands and millions of people that were innocent. There will be a higher court, higher than the Hague one day. There will be a higher court than the UN one day. There will be a court that will be held by the Supreme Judge by himself with the Word of God. For those of you who think that you are backslidden, I want you to take note this morning that you and I are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That all the cold-hearted excuses that we have used, all the disobedience that we've committed, the stubbornness where we refuse to yield to God, seared consciences will be met at the judgment seat of Christ. You don't have to read your Bible now. You don't have to come to church now. You don't have to listen to preaching now. But you will not miss the appointment of the great white throne judgment if you're lost. And you will not miss the appointment of the judgment seat of Christ if you're saved. You will be there. You can't call in sick. You can't make an excuse up. You can't go somewhere else and try to miss that day. You will be present that day. If you reject it, if you're a child of God and you've rejected the King James Bible, the Word of God, you're going to give an account for that one day in front of everybody, in front of God and everybody. People who think that they're smarter than God, wiser than God, they have more knowledge than God, they think they know more Hebrew and Greek than God does, they think they know more English than God does, they change the Word of God, they're going to meet God Almighty face to face one day. We talked a lot about the last couple months about the Supreme Court nominee who is now the justice on the Supreme Court. Well, I want to remind you, good or bad, this guy was looks to me like a drunken teenager college student liking his beer. If you know anything about the Bible, God has a curse on people who not only drink it, but serve their neighbor. He says, woe unto them to give his neighbor drink, the Bible says. You're more concerned about him being conservative instead of being right with God. Now, I don't know if he's going to be good enough, to be honest with you. We'll have to wait and see. But I got news for you. Regardless how he votes on anything, there's a Supreme Judge of the universe who's going to overrule a lot of the rulings of the Supreme Court in the last 150 to 200 years, ladies and gentlemen. These so-called saved people who act so pious and so holy, who live a hypocritical life, they live lukewarm lives, they're compromisers. They don't care how they live. They don't care how they talk. They don't care how they dress. They don't care what they do, where they go. There will be a judgment seat of Christ where you'll have to answer for everything that you've ever thought, everything you've ever said, everything you've ever done. And you're not going to miss this appointment. I know nobody likes to talk about sin or judgment anymore, but there will be a judgment held by the Supreme Judge of the universe. And you and I will be there. It will be held for all child molesters, all perverts, all liars, all adulterers, all fornicators. And for all eternity, everyone is going to know what you were and what you did for Jesus Christ and what you did not do for Jesus Christ. Everyone's going to know how hypocritical you were then. Everybody's going to know how lying of a pious individual you try to be to everybody else. Whether you went soul winning or not. Whether you obeyed the Word of God or not. Take your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter number 5, please. 1 John chapter number 5. I'm talking about the Supreme Judge of the universe this morning. I wish you were more concerned about the Supreme Judge more than you're concerned about the Supreme Court of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm concerned too. I'm not saying I'm not. But I'm more concerned about the day I'm going to meet Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. That I'm going to give an account of everything I've ever said or done. And so will you if you're a child of God, if you're born again. You're not getting out of it. You're going to be there. 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. Verse number 2. People say, oh, I love God. And they talk about love, but they don't know what love is. People think love is an emotion. Love is not an emotion, ladies and gentlemen. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 2. The Bible says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse number 3, it says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You see anybody talk to anybody and say, well, I love God, and they live contrary to the word of God. I'd rather believe God than a lying individual who claims to be saved, who claims to love God, who says, oh, I love God. And they say it so emphatically. They say it with emotion. They say, oh, I love Jesus. And they go contrary to everything God says in the word of God. They don't love God. They don't love Jesus Christ. They don't love the word of God. If you love God, you do your best to keep the word of God. You do your best to keep the commandments of God because you know you're going to stand before God Almighty one day by yourself. You said, preacher, I don't like that kind of preacher. I'm not coming back. You're not going to miss out on the judgment seat of Christ. You're going to be there if you're saved. Amen. You may not like this preaching. You may not like me. You may not like our church. You may not like our standard. You may say I'm too old-fashioned. We're too strict. We're too narrow-minded. Well, we pale in comparison to the judge of the universe when you meet him. You're going to say, oh, that preacher wasn't strict enough. Amen. Yeah, you're going to say that church wasn't old-fashioned enough. Amen. You're going to say those people weren't narrow-minded enough when you meet God Almighty. You will be there. Amen. No cancellations. Your reservation will be set in stone, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll find out who the faking hypocrites were, who claimed they loved God while they were disobeying the word of God. And they deceived so many gullible people who didn't read the word of God, didn't listen to old-fashioned preaching. You love Jesus by obeying the word of God. That's how you prove it. That's what this says. God's not a liar. He's not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie, the Bible, that he should repent. Man's a liar. You love Jesus by obeying the word of God. You have a final exam, ladies and gentlemen. You have a final exam. This life here is nothing more than studying for the final exam. This life here is nothing more than doing your best to study for the one final exam for all eternity that you're going to stand before God Almighty by yourself. And you're going to find out what you should have done, what you could have done for folks to be saved from hell. There is a real hell that is burning with fire that I know most people don't want to talk about because it scares too many people. But you're going to realize at that judgment seat what we should have done, what we could have done to win people to Jesus Christ before they took their last breath. Amen. We're going to find out then the stumbling blocks that we were because of our pride, how lazy we were, Amen. The offenses that we were, how uncaring and how selfish we were, Amen. And all the excuses that we used for disobeying the very word of Jesus Christ. You better prepare now for your final exam. Now. Amen. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, I'm trying to persuade you. Knowing the terror of the Lord, I'm trying to persuade you that you're going to be there. Prepare now to meet thy God. Take your Bible, turn to John chapter number 12, please. The Gospel of John chapter number 12. Everybody talks about peace, but they have no idea what peace is. You don't have peace without Jesus. Everybody talks about love, but you don't have love without God. God is love. You don't have the word. You don't have love unless you obey the word of God. God cares about people more than you and I care about people. Amen. God cares about their eternity more than you and I care about their eternity. And the more you read the word of God, the more you obey the word of God, the more you'll be prepared to meet your God. Amen. John chapter number 12, verse number 48. I don't care if it's popular or not popular. It doesn't matter to me. You're going to find out that when we get to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that we were right. Amen. That even if the majority is wrong on their way to hell, even if the majority is against the word of God, you're going to find out the majority ended up in hell, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. But you won't realize it until that day. John chapter number 12, verse number 48. Jesus speaking, he says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. This book is going to judge you and I. You better start reading this book because you're going to. This is how you prepare for the final exam, this book right here. This is why the devil hates this book. This is why the world hates this book because they don't want you to prepare for the one day for all eternity that's the most important day in your life. The day that you meet Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, the most important day, obviously, was the day we got saved. But the second most important day is meeting Jesus Christ. The most important day on your calendar right now is the day you're going to stand before God and give an account. And Jesus said, this book, this word is going to judge us. And all of us are going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. None of us are going to be unscathed. None of us are going to say, well, I did enough. None of us are going to say we prayed enough. None of us are going to say we read the Bible enough. None of us are going to say we went soul winning enough. None of us are going to be able to say I did enough. Matthew chapter number 12, please. The Gospel of Matthew chapter number 12. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're going to meet one day, the judgment seat of Christ. And he's going to use his word to judge us. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, Matthew chapter number 12, verse number 36. Matthew 12, verse number 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen. Yeah, we want to blame everybody else. You know, most of our problems is our fault. Amen. We have diarrhea of the mouth. Amen. We speak when we ought not to speak. We ought to be quiet when we should be quiet. Proverbs chapter number 11, verse 21, please. Proverbs chapter number 11, right in the middle of your Bible is a book of Psalms. Right before Psalms is Proverbs. Proverbs 11, verse number 21. The Bible says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. Though hand join in hand, they can sing, they can join hand, they can sing Kumbaya all they want. They can grab a whole multitude as much as they want. But my Bible says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. Just because there's more people doing wrong and wicked doesn't mean it's right, ladies and gentlemen. Look at Proverbs chapter number 14. Proverbs 14, two chapters later, verse number 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. You may think it's right, but you better check it out with the Word of God. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I did not grow up in a Bible-believing home. Did not grow up in a Christian home. I'm not saying I didn't have good parents. I'm just saying I did not grow up in a Christian home. And I found out after I got saved reading the Bible, there's a lot of things I learned that were not right. I thought they were right. I thought I didn't know gambling was wrong. I didn't know drinking liquor was wrong. I did not know lying and cheating a little bit is wrong until I got saved. And God says something different about those things and many other things. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what the preacher thinks. It matters what God says, ladies and gentlemen. Your job and my job is to conform to this book so that when we stand before God, we'll be as spotless as we possibly can be, prepared for the final exam. I know it's not popular. People don't want to. I mean, one of the fake, phony, fraud religious leaders, he said it years ago. He says, you want a big crowd? Don't talk about sin, judgment, or hell. If you want people coming to church and staying in church, never mention sin, never mention judgment, never mention hell. You wait till that guy stands before God Almighty. You wait till he stands and give an account of everything he's ever said. And he's going to give an account according to this book. You can have 1,000 people come to this church. It won't matter the judgment seat of Christ. You can have millions in the coffer. It won't matter the judgment seat of Christ. You can have the most beautiful buildings all you want and the fanciest, newest Lear jets all you want. It won't matter the judgment seat of Christ, ladies and gentlemen. You may be popular now, but it won't matter at the judgment seat of Christ. Just because you think it's right doesn't mean it's right. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, next book over. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 18. The Bible says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Watch this. But one sinner destroyeth much good. You and I are going to give an account to God Almighty. Listen to me good. When we listen to one sinner that tried to destroy you, your family, your marriage, your children, your church, you better be careful who you listen to. You better be careful who you take advice and counsel from, ladies and gentlemen. This will be good. Hey, husband, you may have a heart broken. You may be heartbroken because your wife left you. There will be an appeal one day to the highest court of the universe, and the supreme judge is going to rule one day. Hey, wife, your husband may have left you for somebody else, broke the vows. Disobey God, there will be an appeal to the highest court of the universe where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to sit, the judgment seat of Christ, the great white throne judgment. And there will be no appeal from that court. There will be no appeal from that judge. Are you prepared for that court? Are you prepared for that judge? Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23, second book in the Old Testament. Exodus 23. My Bible says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Exodus 23. Exodus 23, verse number 2, the Bible says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. I really don't care what the majority thinks. Amen. I don't care what the multitudes think. I don't care what the popular votes are. I don't care what the vast majority of the religious people think. I care what God says, because I'm not going to give an account to anybody except the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. And all those motives that were that laid hidden, that nobody else knew about, is going to be revealed that day. All those intentions that you plan and you conspire sort of and try to figure some way in and sly your way in, it'll be revealed that day. Yeah. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing sunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This book is going to reveal everybody's motives. This book's going to reveal everybody's intentions. Everybody's. You better make sure they're as pure as possible now. You better make sure they're as holy as possible now. Because you can fool your husband or your wife. You may fool your parents or your children. You may fool church people. You ain't fooling God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, because he knows everything that's going on. That's why we need preaching. Amen. That's why we need old-fashioned preaching. When's the last time you ever heard a Baptist talk about holiness? You got to go to some Nazarene church or somebody else out in the boondock somewhere to hear somebody talk about holiness. Take a Bible, turn to Numbers chapter 32, please. Numbers 32. Numbers 32. Verse 23. You want to memorize a verse? Memorize this verse right here. Numbers 32, verse 23. The Bible says, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. You're going to reap exactly what you sow. That's what God said. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And it's all, hey, you know what? Why don't you be honest right now? Why don't you just confess to God now and get it over with right now? Come clean with God so you don't stand before God and embarrass yourself and be ashamed of yourself for what you've done while you're living on this earth. Just come clean with God now. I mean, you don't have to tell everybody your dirty laundry. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have to confess all your sins to everybody. I'm not saying you have to stand up and tell everybody everything you've done wrong. I'm not saying that. But you ought to come clean with God Almighty. You ought to confess your sin now. Forsake your sin now. Because one day, it's all going to be revealed, ladies and gentlemen. Revelation chapter number 20, please, if you have your Bibles. Revelation chapter number 20. I talked just now about the judgment seat of Christ for believers. And some, I mentioned the great white throne judgment. But the last book in the Bible talks about the great white throne judgment. Revelation chapter number 20. And this talks about lost people that have rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior. I mostly focus my earlier comments on saved people who have trusted Jesus Christ to be their Savior. This is a little different. Because those of us who are saved, we're a child of God. We have a reservation in heaven for all eternity. We can't lose that. The Bible very clearly teaches that once you're saved, you're always saved. And God's going to judge us and reward us at the judgment seat of Christ for things we've done for Jesus Christ and things we haven't done. This judgment is a little different. This judgment is for lost people who died rejecting Jesus Christ as their Savior. This will be a time, as the other one will be too, of wailing and gnashing of teeth, of weeping, and shedding of tears. when you see loved ones cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Cast into hell. Never, ever to have any hope of salvation. See, those of us who are saved and we stand before the judgment seat of Christ will be judged, good or bad, for the things that we've done, the things we haven't done, sins of commission, sins of omission. But when that's said and done, he's going to wipe all tears from our eyes and we'll be ushered into eternity, into heaven. This place, the great white throne judgment we're about to read, is a place where lost people will literally, and you will see them, friends and relatives, church people and neighbors, Amen. That we could have witnessed to, we could have loved, we could have prayed for. You will see them being cast into hell, into the lake of fire. And I've got to think, as they're standing there, if they can see us, and I think they will be able to, and I think we'll be able to see them, I do. Can you imagine if they turn to you, out of the multitude standing watching the scene in heaven unfold, and they plead with you and say, why didn't you tell me? If you knew this was going to happen, why didn't you tell me? What were you so afraid of? If you believe this and it was written in the Bible, the Word of God, why didn't you open your mouth and share it with me? What answer will you give them when they stand before God, lost, condemned for all eternity? Revelation 20, verse number 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21, verse number 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That includes all of us, were it not for the grace of God that brings salvation. That list there includes you and I. How many murders does it take to be a murderer?
Just one.
How many times you have to steal to be a thief? Just once. How many times you have to lie to be a liar? Just one time, ladies and gentlemen. Every single one of us are guilty. And were it not for the grace of God Almighty, you and I would be standing at this great white throne judgment to be cast into hell, to the lake of fire for all eternity. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace, that someone had enough compassion. Somebody opened their mouths, opened up the scriptures, and showed us the love of God, the judgment of God soon to come. Pleaded with us to get saved. And we trusted Jesus Christ to be our Savior, to save us from hell that we're talking about right now. Where are you going to go when you die? Where will you spend eternity? Will it be heaven or will it be hell? Can you remember a time in your life asking Jesus Christ to save your soul from hell? Can you remember bowing your heart and just asking God to save your soul from hell? If you have, you're going to be at the judgment seat of Christ where all believers will stand and give an account. But if you have not, you will stand at the great white throne judgment and give an account of your pride, why you rejected Jesus Christ, why you hated God, why you hated the Bible. You will give an account of your evil and wickedness, your thoughts, being a hypocrite. I'm talking about a whole host of religious leaders and their followers that will be there at the great white throne judgment. I'm talking about the sodomites and the witches and the warlocks and palm readers and tea leaf readers and the people who run seances and people get in touch with the dead and child molesters and perverts and murderers and liars and thieves and kidnappers and bishops and cardinals and popes and preachers who are religious but were never born again. They went to church, but they were not humble enough to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Hey, everything may not work out right in your life right now, and somebody may have wronged you, but there will be an appeal one day to the supreme judge of the world, the supreme judge of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. You and I will be there at the judgment seat of Christ if you're saved, but the unbelievers will stand at the great white throne judgment where the word of God will judge the lost. Take a Bible, turn to Matthew chapter number 10, please. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10. I enjoy having a good time in church. We usually laugh, cut up, have a great time. I'm not against that. I'm all for that. But ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we need to be sober-minded, reminded of a sober truth that all of us one day are going to die and take our last breath. I know it's not popular. Nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to hear that, they say. But one day you are going to die, and one day you will go out into eternity. You will take your last breath, and you will meet God face to face. It will either be at the judgment seat of Christ, or it will be at the great white throne for unbelievers. Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 15. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." You know what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah? He burned it up. He burned it up. And you may think these sodomites getting away with everything, the perverts getting away with everything. You think these adulterers and fornicators are getting away with everything, these murderers and thieves, rapists and kidnappers. He's saying they're not getting their justice. You just wait until that day when they stand before God. This is not the end, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the final act, ladies and gentlemen. This is the preparation for the final exam that you and I will see with our eyeballs. You will be there. You're not going to be able to get out of it. Lost or saved, you're not going to miss these appointments, ladies and gentlemen. Acts chapter number 17, please. Acts chapter number 17, the fifth book in the New Testament. Acts 17. Acts chapter number 17. Verse number 30, "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Verse 31, "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained." That's the Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. "Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead." Be sure that you're going to be there. Be sure that Jesus Christ is going to be the supreme judge. Be sure that the word of God is going to be the rule book, the judge that's going to rule and judge us. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3, please. 2 Peter chapter number 3. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 13, verse number 11, he says, God said, "I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible." Did you ever notice these politicians are so haughty all the time? I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, man. So many of them are just full of themselves. Judges, magistrates, rulers, mayors, governors, they're full of themselves. They're arrogant. They think they're God. You wait until they meet God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't over yet. This life is not the end all, be all. Be all, end all. No. There will be a judgment for the saved, and there will be a judgment for the lost. And then everything that's been wrong will be righted. Everything that's been crooked will be made straight at the judgment seat of Christ and at the great white throne judgment. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. Watch this. That by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Are you prepared to meet God? If you're saved, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, are you prepared for the judgment seat of Christ, that you will stand before and give an account of everything you've ever thought, everything you've ever said, and everything you've ever done? If you're lost, I would get right with God today. Amen. Now, before we sing the next song, before the invitation, before we leave church, if I were you, I would humble your heart and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul from hell before it's too late. Because if you reject God, you will stand and give an account at the great white throne judgment and then be cast into hell, the lake of fire, for all eternity, with no escape. Let's stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, you have been such a merciful God. The fact that the folks in this room, I can say for most of us, we've been saved from different backgrounds, different nationalities, different upbringings. Most of us in this room did not grow up in a Christian home. We were lost on our way to hell until you sent someone our way to share the gospel with us. You burdened somebody's heart about our need of salvation. Oh, dear God in heaven, may we likewise be burdened for the souls of loved ones, friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, and total strangers. May we care about their soul more than we care about other things going on in life. Because this life is just a shadow, it's just a breath, it's just fleeting away. And one day, we're all going to take our last breath. One day, we're all going to go into eternity. And we, all of us, are either going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ or at the great white throne judgment. Help us to prepare to meet thee. Bless this invitation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.